Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dan Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM, and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you, and how you be? In 6:31, 15 seconds to go right along with it. On a Thursday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there, Peter Hoffman, Brian Rascona, Pat Boyle, all on the other side of the glass. 1-877-337-6666. And, of course, that'll be the number for the 90-minute schmooze right up until the NFL. Steelers and Browns coming your way at 8 on your fan. New York City. So, apparently, Carlos Beltran knows nothing about that center field camera to be named later. In his bio, with all of his hits and runs and percentages, some personal information about Carlos, and he had to correct himself when he mentioned his favorite movie of all time was Bang the Garbage Can Slowly. Carlos, for some reason, wants to hire Catherine Garcia as his bench coach. Yes. And how can you not wonder, A, who is Catherine Garcia? And B, why would Carlos want her as a bench coach? Especially when you find out she's the commissioner of the New York City Sanitation Department. She must have, somewhere in the background, some baseball knowledge, experience, somewhere. Apparently, Carlos must have thought that garbage can in the Houston dugout was a place to deposit empty bags of sunflower seeds and bubblegum wrappers. Yes, 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 it's one thing to lie to reporters, another to Major League Baseball. So, when the time comes, he better not turn into Pinocchio. He may not have plugged anything in. He may not have been seen at Home Depot buying garbage cans. He may not have schemed or come up with the idea to begin with. But if he knew about it, even if he didn't need it or use any of what was going on, but if he knew about it and says nothing about this then or now, he's an accomplice to the crime. And he'll be found guilty and no doubt fined or suspended, probably more fined than suspended. If he continues to lie about it, especially to Major League Baseball, you might as well toss his credibility and reputation into a garbage can. Imagine during his interview with Van Wagenen, Carlos telling Brody, he'll be able to improve every Met player with their hitting, what to look for and when to look for it and what to listen for. You know, Fires may have been the guy whistling in the dugout, and that was at one time, maybe before all the technology. It was the whistling from someone in the dugout giving some tip as to what might have been coming. And you could imagine Fires might have been the guy whistling. It's only natural that he go from whistling to whistleblower. Look up in the sky. It is a bird. It is a plane. No, it's a very tall Russian.
On this station, a nightmare comes your way on Land of the Giants.
I'm stronger this year, and that helps. And I'm just being aggressive. My teammates are trusting me, giving me the ball, and I'm being aggressive.
Three, five, four, five.
Young ahead to Stevenson. Stevenson goes! Porzingis with the block.
puts up a three, puts it in. 15 straight points for Porzingis. Steal by Jackson. Rejected by Porzingis.
Home to a fearsome giant race who hunger to conquer the mortals below.
Here's Porzingis on the feed for Jack.
Gonna wake a sleeping giant.
He's willing to take those shots and make the plays. And that step that he's taken to become that main focus.
Hardaway to Porzingis. Single coverage. Fires. Connects. Porzingis shoots over Marvin Williams.
People must learn to survive, to live a miniature existence in a land of fantastic proportions.
Porzingis for three.
Although those kids were tall, the one with the ball reached fantastic proportions.
Jared throws it up. Porzingis kicks and finish.
Just another day at the office for KP.
That's an honor that, you know, I'm able to do this in the first 10 games of the season.
Do these Giants have any weaknesses?
Three to shoot. Porzingis puts up the three.
He didn't get panicked. He knew exactly what was on the shot clock.
About as big as Mount Everest.
Are you in? Porzingis out near midcourt with 5 on the 24. Into the paint, puts it up, and in.
Honestly, I think we're just playing with that New York mentality, that New York grit. I think we're representing the city the right way now, and that's it.
Land of the Giants, in color.
Well, did we hear some booing in that piece? Well, if you're going tonight to boo him, when we have so many others to boo, you're going to waste your booing on Porzingis. What, you're going to boo Porzingis because he traded himself? You're going to boo him because he was hurt a lot and didn't like the losing or the direction of the team, and you do? If you boo him because he's now a member of another team, you won't have any booing left to boo Fizdale or any of the Knickerbockers or Mr. Paranoid sitting right there in the front row or General Mills or Commodore Perry. Save your booing for those who deserve it, for those that matter, for those who made such a mess of the organization. Boo those who decided it was easier to get rid of Porzingis for essentially two players to be named later with those two Dallas number ones that the Knickerbockers are going to get and no doubt arguably mismanage and miscoach and misdevelop. By the way, who knew, seriously so, who knew Chris Johnson had a trusted advisor, somebody he was close to, and somebody close to him? Who knew that Johnson had this guy right there, his right-hand man, somebody he could listen to, somebody he could trust, someone who knew the NFL like the back of his hand, someone who knew from coaches, assistant coaches, head coaches, scouts, you name it, someone with years of experience? Who knew? The fate of Adam Gase was in the hands of Sam Darnold. Apparently, Chris called Sam into his office for a chat. The two of them, alone, talking about the fate of Adam Gase. Apparently, Chris wanted the lowdown, everything that he could tell Chris about Adam Gase, wanting to know whether we should keep him around or not. We found out yesterday when Chris told us Gase would be here next year. Chris didn't need to talk to Sam or anyone else on the team after the Miami game. He wasn't sure. Chris didn't need to look at the season overall. Didn't need to listen to the fan base or the media. No, no, no. He heard from his trusted advisor, the experienced Sam Darnold, that Gase was Mr. Right. So what did any of us, including Chris Johnson, what did any of us expect Sam to say about his head coach? That Gase doesn't have a clue? Sam can't say that, but we can.
The terror of the past.
I was not fired. I'm not quitting, but
I thought that this is the only way to go.
Is but a taste of the future.
I want to assure you, there will be no changes in coaches.
He is with us through every step, so he kind of knows what we've been trying to do, how we're trying to fix things that are wrong.
Something terrible happened.
Cleveland has beaten New York.
And then it happened again.
The Patriots with their win today.
It happened again.
Eagles in a 31-6 win over the Jets.
And again.
Victory here in Week 8 over the New York Jets.
Again.
Dolphins score their first victory of the season, and it comes at the hands of the Jets.
There are those who will die for him.
Adam has the trust of this team. He has the trust of Sam. He has Joe's trust. He has my trust.
Nobody believed it, and nothing could stop it.
Seeing him work with Joe, it's a whole new dynamic in this building. It's a really positive dynamic.
I'm just not comfortable right now to speak on what happened with those two guys.
Who is he? What does he want?
It's all going to be about showing up, coming back to work, wiping the slate clean, just focusing on winning.
Where did he come from?
We clearly talked with a lot of potential coaches for us, but Adam's vision synced well.
If this is the truth, where does it end?
Seeing him work with Sam, just as a small portion of this, gives me a lot of confidence.
Darnold throws it near side of the field, and it is intercepted.
Unexplained horrible accidents. We are all in great danger.
Any conversation I've ever had with him has always been positive. About getting guys better, find ways to win, just keep working.
Oh, please, please, you must listen to me.
What happened before was a hint of the horror to come.
Rich Cotite is the Rock of Gibraltar. He doesn't crack, he takes everyone's best shots, and he stands tall.
And you would think that Chris Johnson would wait until the season is over. No, of course not. What will he be thinking if the Jets, God forbid, finish 2-14?